Hi, everybody, and welcome to our Church at Home sermon for this week. As always, I'm Andrew Gill, minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Black Rock and Abray, and I'm delighted to be able to share God's word with you today. Life can seem pretty unfair sometimes. I'm sure at some stage over the last 12 months, you've said to yourself, it's so unfair. But what do you do when you feel you're being unfairly treated? Do you shout with anger? Do you cry softly? Do you take your frustration out on somebody else? Do you complain to somebody who can help? Or do you just moan to people who can't do anything about it? Do you start a protest? What do you do? You know, for so many people in our world, they are treated very unfairly and they find themselves powerless to do anything about it. We're doing a series looking at the parables of Jesus at the moment. And today we're going to look at a parable that Jesus told to show his disciples what they should do when they are facing opposition and are being treated unfairly. And so the reading today is in Luke chapter 18, and I'll read from verses 1 to 5. Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, "In a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with a plea, 'Grant me justice against my adversary.' For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, 'Even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets her justice, so she would eventually come and attack me." In the verses before this, Jesus has been talking about the coming of the kingdom of God. And he explains to his disciples that after his death, resurrection, and ascension, they will live in a period of time where they are waiting for his return. It's the same period of time that we live in too, between his first coming and his second coming. And in that period of time while they're waiting, they will face opposition. See, sometimes people think that becoming a Christian will make life easier. But sometimes as a follower of Jesus in this world makes life more difficult. But we face those difficulties with the hope and the knowledge that when Jesus returns, he will fix everything and we will receive healing and salvation and an eternity with him. But in this time when we're waiting for him, life can be pretty unfair. And it could be tempting to give up. So that's why Jesus tells this parable to encourage them to keep the faith and to always pray. There are two characters in this parable. There is the judge who has no respect for God or love for people and seems to have no interest in actually doing what is right. And then at the other end of the power spectrum, we have this widow. And in that society, widows were among the most vulnerable people. And life had been pretty unfair to her. She's lost her husband. And by the fact that she is having to go to the judge herself, it seems to be that she has no family, no one to help her, no money. And the people of Israel were meant to care for people like her. But it seems to be that the community has failed. And on top of all that, she is now being oppressed by someone. And life is unfair. And so she goes to the judge looking to find justice. But justice is refused to her. And it seems like she has no options left. It seems to be a dead end, that she will never get the justice that she seeks. She has absolutely no power or influence. What can she do to change her situation? What happens next is inspiring because she goes back and asks again and again and again. She doesn't quit. And even though there's no signs of any progress, she keeps on persisting until eventually, like the way a drop of water can over time shatter a stone, the judge gives her her justice. She wouldn't give up, and he eventually gave in. The widow is an example of persistence and shows us how we should always pray and never give up. But the judge in this story is not an illustration of what God is like. Jesus here is not teaching that God doesn't want to help us, but if we keep on annoying him with our prayers, then he'll eventually give us whatever we want. No, that is not what Jesus is saying here at all. That is not what God is like, and that is not how prayer works. So we need to be careful with this parable and make sure we see what Jesus says next. And the Lord said, "Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly." See, that's the whole point of this parable, that God is not like the judge. God is good. God is just. God always does what is right. He is our loving Heavenly Father who longs to give us good things and invites us into relationship with him, invites us to come and talk to him through prayer. So what Jesus is teaching here is that if the judge in the story eventually did what was right, how much more will God do what is right? And if the widow kept on asking, then how much more should we keep praying? There are two aspects of prayer that this parable highlights. One has to do with the content of our prayers, and the other has to do with the confidence in which we pray. The content of our prayers should be about justice. That's what these verses are about. They're about justice. When we say the Lord's Prayer and we ask for God's kingdom to come and his will to be done, that is a prayer for justice. It's a prayer for equality. It's a prayer for everyone to be treated fairly, for evil to be defeated, and for love to reign. We are to pray for justice. And maybe you're feeling like the widow in this story. Maybe you have been a victim of injustice. You feel powerless and you feel like there's nobody to help you and you've reached a dead end. Well, these verses encourage you to pray, to cry out to God for justice, and you will receive what you are looking for. But for most of us watching this, we are not like the widow. Yes, the last 12 months have been difficult, but we've been able to endure it generally in comfort, especially compared to so many other people. So we don't need to cry out for our own justice, but we can be interceding for the weak, the powerless, and the vulnerable of our world. There are 700 million people in our world who don't have enough food to eat. That's not fair. There are 1 billion people who don't have access to clean, safe drinking water. That is not fair. There are 10 million children trapped in modern slavery. That is not fair. There are 260 million Christians facing persecution because of their faith. That's not fair. There are 8,200 people in our own country who are homeless. That is not fair. We need to be praying for justice and never give up. The content of our prayers should be focused on justice, and the confidence of our prayers should be sourced on Jesus' return. See, in that story, when the widow was praying, she didn't know what the outcome was going to be. But when we pray for justice, we know what that outcome will be because God has promised to bring justice to this world. And we've got to remember the context in which this parable comes, that it's in a wider context of Jesus teaching about the coming of the kingdom of God when he will return. Because a day is coming when Jesus will return and the wicked will be judged and the innocent will receive justice. And we pray into that certainty. Jesus is coming back and he will bring justice with him. And listen how he finishes off this parable in Luke chapter 18, verse 8. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? When Jesus returns, the world will see his justice. But will he see our perseverance? We live in a world that is so unfair. So we need to be faithful in our prayers and persistent in our desire for justice. We need to always pray and never give up. I'm going to finish now by saying a prayer, and I encourage you to echo this prayer in your own heart, and maybe even pray it every day throughout this week as we pray to God, to the God of justice, to do what is right and to help the weak and the vulnerable and the powerless as we wait for Christ to return. Let's pray. God of justice, we pray for your kingdom to come and your will to be done. Lord, we cry out for the cause of the weak, the vulnerable, and the oppressed. In your justice, act quickly to feed the hungry, to give water to the thirsty, to free the captives, to release the persecuted, and to give shelter to the homeless. Help us to be faithful in our prayers and persist in doing good as we wait with hope for the return of your Son. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen.